Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, this Saturday at noon, the Mel Tucker era begins in East Lansing. You'll hear it on WPHM as called by George Blaha, who's on the line with us right now. George, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How have you been? What's this year been like for you?
It's been different. You know, we stopped doing NBA basketball in March, and finally we thought we were going to do some football, and then they called it off. Now it's back on. But, you know, it's still exciting because we do get to do some college football. And Mel Tucker takes over. He's a great guy and a heck of a football coach. I think we're going to enjoy the games with him.
I saw an interview with him yesterday. He said that he really feels like the team has adapted to his style. They're all buying into the program. And that's really important, isn't it?
Sure it is. And I think he has that kind of leadership quality that those kids are going to go where he takes them, and there are enough players on this team. The cupboard's not bare. Mark D'Antonio did not leave the cupboard bare, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and they'll be at least solid. I those who think Michigan State's going to struggle this fall, I think, are wrong.
I am having a hard time, George, trying to imagine what Spartan Stadium is going to look like on Saturday without anybody sitting in those seats. Can you wrap your head around that yet?
No. I'm with you. It's unfortunate that that's the way it's going to be, but people with more degrees than we have made that decision, so we'll live with it as long as we can play football.
8 games. It's a short season, and that's intriguing to me. I think it's going to be interesting. It's just all going to be Big Ten football. It's going to be a short season, and no room for error here, is there?
Exactly. You better be ready. It's not that the early games don't count in one way or another than a traditional college football season, but they really count now. Now, the Spartans, fortunately, I guess, in some people's minds, get to open against Rutgers, but Rutgers has Greg Schiano back as their head coach. He had great success there before he left for the pros. Later was defensive coordinator at Ohio State. He's the one guy who's been able to win at Rutgers, so I'm sure that's a confident group that's going to come into East Lansing on Saturday. So Michigan State will need to be ready, but I think you knew that anyway. Like you say, when you only have 8 games, you better be ready to play them all.
I mean, the Michigan game is game 2. I mean, that's strange, but
you believe that?
Yeah. I can't. Yeah, that's something. It's going to be a lot of fun. Listen, George, what is the broadcast situation like for you? Is it going to be much different? Are we going to hear fake crowd noise? How is this all going to work on Saturday?
Well, there will be noise in the stadium that obviously it's piped in. How loud it's going to be, I don't know. I have heard NFL broadcasters say that the piped-in sound, for instance, at Giants Stadium in New Jersey is almost so loud that they can't hardly hear themselves think. So I don't think the Big Ten will do that, but there will be enough noise there to make us feel like somebody cares about what's going on, because, you know, they do. There'll be a lot of people along our broadcast lines fired up to see what the Spartans could do. So just because they aren't sitting in the stands, we know they'll be listed on WPHM and other places hoping for a green and white win.
Absolutely. What do you think the Spartans' biggest strength is going to be this season?
Well, you know, Coach Tucker felt like the wide receiver group might be the most talented and deepest group on the team, and I wouldn't disagree with that. They've got a transfer from Western Michigan, Jaden Reed, who was a freshman All-American a couple of years ago. They have Trey Mosley, the sophomore from West Bloomfield, who could really go get the football in a crowd, and they have the speedster Jalen Naylor as the first three guys in the receiver group. I think Rocky Lombardi will be much improved, and you know, I don't have any solid information, but I feel like he's going to be the starting quarterback. I'd be surprised if he isn't as a junior, and he's a big, strong kid at 6'4 and 225. But if you're talking about a Mel Tucker football team, he's been a coordinator, I believe, for 11 years of his coaching career, a defensive coordinator. So, you know, his defense will be good. Otherwise, he'll have to know the reason why.
Right, absolutely. It's going to be an exciting season. We can't wait for it to get underway this Saturday. George, we'll be listening for the play-by-play at noon when they kick off against Rutgers. It's going to be a lot of fun. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning.
Well, great to be on with you. We appreciate you being on the network.
All right, take care. Thanks, George. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too, Paul. Go green.
All right. Go white. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, and I don't have the heart to tell George that I'm a Michigan fan, but hey, we've carried Michigan State here on WPHM for many, many years, and it's part of our heritage, and we're glad to bring the games to you here on WPHM. By the way, if you're a Michigan fan, you can listen to those games over on AM 1450 or on the FM side, 105.5 Rock, 105.5 is where you'll find the Michigan game on Saturday.